This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friday edition of What's on Your Mind is on the air. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hanna. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, take a bow. Take a bow. There you go.
Ow.
Give him a big wave.
Made me bow in front of the microphone. It hurts my head.
You bowed yourself right into the microphone. There he is. Ladies and gentlemen, you can text him at 701-226-8503. You can text me at 701-367-2054. You can text about what we're talking about to weigh in with a comment. You can text about something you'd like on the program in the future. You can text about pretty much anything you would like. So those are the numbers. 24/7 number is 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. Press 1 to leave us a message with your comment. Press 2 to chat with us on the air when we're live, and otherwise, if we're not on the air live, you just press 1 and leave a message, okay? And what else? 701-258-0550, the direct local telephone number. Well, you should all be in your speed dial if you really love us. 701-258-0550. I sat down with Governor Doug Burgum earlier this week. We aired the interview live on Energy Matters, but if you missed it, I'm going to give you a chance to hear some of the comments of the governor. I have about 8 clips here that are very, I think, interesting. The biggest argument, well, there's really 2. One is, I'm going to do 3 quick. 3 things that I think the governor addressed best in this conversation. 1, there's a big debate about how to spend the legacy fund. What the legacy fund allowed in the way of spending. I was blessed to be part of a volunteer committee that was answering objections that were out there about the legacy fund and convincing folks it was a good idea, and thankfully they approved it, and it became law. We set aside all of this money. It's essentially a way to put a cocoon around, or cocoon the oil tax dollars, not have it just be spent. In other words, more revenue, more government. We didn't want that. We wanted some kind of legacy to be left from the legacy fund. So in other words, in my mind, as someone that was a part of it, the legacy fund was never about just spend it on a whim or another priority that just happens to be here that comes up every year, but rather do something that you never have a chance to do. And the governor is making a case for the presidential library at the Teddy Roosevelt National Park, and I think he's making a good one. And I am 100% behind him. I think this project is a legacy project. Great infrastructure. Now, some people say, no, we should do this with it, or we should do that with it. And some of the things they're saying we should do this or that with it are good ideas, but they are not what the legacy fund envisioned originally. Secondly, the $50 million that the governor has proposed that would be spent in state money for the Teddy Roosevelt Presidential Library only is expended. Our hard-earned tax dollars are only given over if $100 million is raised to trigger it. In other words, a 2-to-1 match. So you turn that 50 into 150 based on the $50 million match. Ask yourself if you're more likely to invest in something when you put your dollar in, somebody else has to put in 2 before you spend yours. Of course you are. Makes good sense. The other thing I'd say about the Teddy Roosevelt Presidential Library in the way of a legacy, and I may be a bit of a junkie that isn't normal. Todd, have you ever been to a presidential library?
I have not. Not that I recall, anyway.
And I have. I've been to more than I care to count. Let me count quick. Kennedy, Ford, Reagan, Bush, Truman.
You're a better American than I am, then.
6 at least. They're fascinating. They're museums. And they're very well done museums. I'm going to give you just a dumb example. In Dallas, Texas, at SMU, President George W. Bush has a presidential library. I go to Dallas a fair amount, either to watch football games a few miles north in Frisco or for visiting clients of ours or whatever. I go there, and I love it. Last time I was down at the library, Laura Bush was leaving, and we acted like a bunch of schoolgirls waving at her, and she waved back. Thought it was kind of nice. But anyway, the president's often off office there, but at that library in Dallas, there's a bullhorn, and the bullhorn is the one George W. Bush took on that pile in 9/11 to say, everyone is going to hear us soon, right? Talk about the terrorists. So there's presidential artifacts. They're museums. Don't think of it as your hometown library. It's more of a museum. And this one would be the first one ever at the entrance to a park. And of course, this is the only park named after a president. The Roosevelt family is in favor of this. In fact, Teddy Roosevelt V is coming to North Dakota soon to advocate for it. So I think it makes good sense. So one was the library. We talked about that, and I just want to give you my two cents on it. The other is on just the usual back and forth and wrangling that goes on between the executive branch and the legislative branch, most of which is perfectly healthy. There's no doubt about that. But there is, when the governor was talking about the good old boy club, when he was running for governor, I think he was talking about Jeff Delser. And Jeff Delser's a nice fella, farms up by Underwood and a good-hearted guy. But he is of the opinion that he knows better than anybody else how state dollars ought to be spent. And so the handful of voters that voted for him, put him there, make him king. And so the governor called him out, not by name, but by position, chair of the Appropriations Committee in the House, and just said, wait a minute here. And for a long time, Al Carlson, the former majority leader in the House, and Jeff Delser, they were pushing for the legislature to have their own forecast, their own, projection on what the dollars are there, mainly because they want to lower the amount of available dollars to spend. Now, you say, that, what's wrong with that, Scott? There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that at all. I want conservative, frugal watch on the taxpayers' dollars. There's no doubt about it. But guess what? How many years have the dollars spent by the legislature been darn near the same as the dollars spent or proposed by the governor? Happens a lot. So what happens is it's I'll decide. This one gets it. It goes there. This one gets it. It's all backroom stuff that just stinks. So they this year rounded up somebody who I'm not sure could manage the piggy bank of most children in our audience. Because it was the goofiest forecast. They didn't know North Dakota. They didn't know the price of oil. They didn't know anything. They, somehow swagged an estimate as to how many wells would be produced. It's very different than where the industry is at and where the state is at. So, bad idea. Ask the governor about that. He talks about it on the program. But in a way I haven't heard in a long time, really called out Jeff Delser on it and just said, we're not going to stand for this. We're not. So I think that's healthy. I really do. I just don't think you just walk on eggshells. Everybody talks about, Jeff Delser and these kind of games and how it happens. They just don't call him by name. They just sort of whispered around. Well, I'm done with that. I'm done with that. We're going to focus a light where it needs to be light. Sunshine is the best disinfectant from this stuff. And we're going to say what needs to be said. The other thing I asked the governor about is I said, I can't go anywhere without somebody telling me you aren't accessible enough. And it's mostly legislators that say it. Now, why wouldn't you be accessible to legislators, Governor? He said, what are you talking about? I have open office hours. Any of them could come in. He said, come make an appointment. Every day I have open office hours, and I'll meet with them. Just met with some now, going to meet with some in a little bit, and meet with anybody anytime. All right, that's the governor's word. For legislators out there carping that, we don't have enough communication, we can't talk to them. All right, put up. Get on over there. Go talk to the folks in the office of the governor's office and say, I like an appointment. And if you don't get one, let me know. Because he talked about that. So we're gonna share all those parts of the conversation today on the program. We also have President Trump's Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley is going to talk about the president's trip to Texas yesterday. That went really well, especially for Jim Acosta. Jim Acosta really got smart yesterday. Thought he was being so cute with this little thing. If you missed it, NBC News is Jim Acosta,
Here are some of the steel slats that the president's been talking about right here. As you can see, yes, you can see through these slats to the other side of the U.S.-Mexico border. But as we're walking along here, we're not seeing any kind of imminent danger. There are no migrants trying to rush toward this fence here in the McAllen, Texas area. As a matter of fact, there are some other businesses behind me along this highway. There's a gas station, Burger King, and so on. But no sign of the national emergency that the president has been talking about. As a matter of fact, it's pretty tranquil down here.
It's tranquil. Okay, so
whoops,
folks. He's walking along a wall. Do you think it's tranquil because the wall's there, and there's no sense to come up to the border because you can't get to the Burger King? I mean, what in the world is this guy thinking? He just made the case for the president on the whole thing. I can't even believe
Whoopsie.
It. He just doesn't make any sense at all. I mean, but anyway, I guess it does because it's Jim Acosta, and he thought he was going to be cute. By half. Boy, oh boy, did he get ripped on social media. Oh, my gosh. You can't even believe the stuff that was out there. Pretty good. I have a pair of UND hockey tickets for tomorrow night's game at Ralph Engelstad Arena. If you've never been to that beautiful arena, they're taking on Colorado College. Hang on how you can win those coming up next. And your calls, 258-0550.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
So, maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Our rigs team is growing. MBI Energy Services has immediate openings for experienced rig crews in Western North Dakota. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 best place to work in the oil patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority, offers excellent pay, benefits, monthly housing allowance, training, and advanced opportunities. If you're an experienced floorhand, derrick hand, rig operator, or supervisor looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com to apply today.
Hey, it's Matt, the pizza guy for Pizza Corner Pizza. You know, the fresh new look for Pizza Corner Pizza sure has garnered a lot of attention lately, but one thing remains constant, the same great taste. Just ask Shelly.
Yeah, it's awesome. My family was really skeptical at first, so we bought some just to try it, and my son is the biggest pizza lover you'll ever meet, and now he's in love, so now I'm buying many.
Or Dawn.
I've had the pizza already, and it is awesome.
Pizza Corner Pizza, fresh new look, same great taste.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions include excellent cropland in Clay and Yellow Medicine counties in Minnesota and excellent crop and pasture land auctions in McLean and Walsh counties in North Dakota and excellent farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Hazleton, Steele, and Bowman, North Dakota. For more information, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions and many more at Piper's.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
For tomorrow night's Sioux hockey game, UND men's hockey game.
Say, wait a minute, back your truck up here.
Your hand was on the buzzer, wasn't it? Sorry, I have some of that SIL UX gear on right now. So that's a, made me think of it, which you can still buy because it is legacy. Back to the legacy discussion.
Right.
Anyway, stay tuned on how you can win. I'm just going to do a random number caller, so it'll be nothing too terrible. But if you are a first-time caller today and you tell us you're a first-time caller, I have a free MyPillow. We have one MyPillow this hour and one next hour. So the first-time caller of each hour, a pillow. MyPillow. Yeah, we're talking a great night's sleep, okay? 800-228-0550. Boy, we're ticking off the days to the 46th Annual Safety and Health Conference. North Dakota Safety Council puts that on every year. WSI, one of the big sponsors, and it's incredible. It without question, is the biggest safety event that happens every year in North Dakota. This year, pre-conference, Feb 18 and 19, the conference itself, February 20th through 22nd, Bismarck Event Center. There's 16 pre-conference sessions. There's 3 first-class keynotes. There's 88 breakout sessions, hands-on training, using multi-story custom-built training props. That's in the arena. And no matter what industry you're in, there's training for everyone. Construction, manufacturing, oil and gas, utilities, healthcare, agriculture, government, transportation, you name it. If you're in safety, this is the event to be at. Details at ndsc.org. The early bird rates are still on until January 25th, so that's a good deal there. Tim, Combe, North Dakota, what's on your mind?
Good morning. I guess I listened to your comments on the Legacy Fund and building the TR Library. I get that scholars and all that will come, but that's a lot of money. And the thing of it is, the reason why I question this is Representative Mike Brandenburg in his newsletter to those of us down here in this district says North Dakota DOT wants to close shops at Ellendale, Ashley, and Napoleon. They already closed Gackle. So we don't, what happens in a blizzard now when all 4 shops, Gackle's closed and they close 3 more, what happens to our roads when we want to try and get out and maybe go to a presidential library? Governor Burgum has this big buildings project. Shut down the state hospital and build a new one and turn the old one into a prison, and we're going to shut down New England. What are we going to spend $35 million for when we already got a prison at New England? I mean, this goes on and on and on with these bricks and mortar projects, and yet those of us that live out here in the drive-by country, we get our infrastructure shut down. I asked for turning lanes on Highway 13 just north of Cullum because there's a hill that creates a blind curve for about 400 yards. You can't see on this blind curve. And yet people are passing on that thing with double yellow lines. I almost had an accident last fall driving the semi because another semi passed me and a car coming from the south going to Edgley. He almost hit that head on. And North Dakota DOT says, well, no, we don't want to put in turning lanes there because there isn't enough traffic. Well, how much traffic isn't enough, or is what you need?
Well, I hear you, Tim. I have no idea the situation you're talking about, but you can imagine how many people have suggestions of infrastructure that should be added, that they have to have some sort of measuring criteria to say, does this one meet it or does it not? Tell me the other DOT shop that you thought was on the chopping block, Ellendale, Ashley, and...
Ashley, Ellendale, and Napoleon. Get Representative Brandenburg on.
Napoleon, yeah, I will, yeah. Happy to. We'll have them on. And I also know that we have asked about those previously, I believe with the governor, and I believe with DOT. And, you know, I know that it was under consideration. And they also said if they did close, whatever they were proposing for its replacement would not mean you would have less service. It would not mean you would have, longer time to get the roads closed. But I'll ask again. I'll find out where it's at. And certainly we'll have Mr. Brandenburg on. He's been on before, so we'll have him back and talk a little bit about that and also ask the questions of the DOT, okay?
Yeah, and about whether the light, because I was at the Eisenhower Library down in Kansas. That's a big disappointment. If we put this library at Medora, how can you get in if the government's shut down?
Well, I don't think the government's going to be shut down forever, Tim. So now we're getting we're grasping at reasons.
No, that's a good point because that's all you hear on the media now. And I think that we should shut down the government. But how do you get in if the thing is closed?
You don't
get my point.
Tim, thank you. I appreciate the call. first of all, as far as the library is concerned and Eisenhower, and yeah, I get some, you know, researchers will come. The trick here is you're adding a presidential library to a park, a national park, named after a president. So you are going for the, I'll call it the Mount Rushmore effect, right? More of a reason to come visit the Teddy Roosevelt National Park, which you then could market. So I think if only people that were lack of a better term, all due apologies to, professors, if it's just eggheads in a room that are, chewing over documents, no, I agree with you. That's not enough. It has to be turnstiles of people that are coming, without question. Let me play a clip of the governor on another issue, because I promise we're going to play this throughout the program here today. You have been calling and asking about the proposal to reform the initiated measure. And many people said, hey, the state is taking away from the citizen the opportunity for initiated measure. I asked the governor about that, and here's what he had to say.
Well, I think there's an opportunity for some reform there, and I'm not sure if having a double trigger legislative review is, but I know for one thing, people have voted on the ballot, measure one, measure two. Measure two is something that's in statute that the legislature can fix. Number one, if it's a constitutional thing, no one can look at it until we vote again as a people. I've actually said, I think on the ballot, the one that's a constitutional change ought to have a heading that's literally red. Which is, if you vote for this, you're changing the Constitution of the state of North Dakota, and it's going to be very hard to change it. I've also said that the summaries are misleading. If we're going to put in 14 pages of changes into our Constitution, maybe we should publish the 14 pages actually on the ballot so people would, people would go, holy cow, I'm voting on this. I guess I don't understand it because it's 14 pages. If they think they're voting on the paragraph, it's a different thing. So I like the direct support of people voting on stuff. But I think we have to help the voter who walks in to understand that what's the difference between not all ballot measures change the Constitution, right? And if we have a ballot measure that's changing the Constitution, that's different than a ballot measure that's enacting a law.
So think about that. This is an answer to the questions that you've raised. That's why we asked it. I also think that, we need to realize there's a difference between an initiated measure that changes the Constitution, and that's where they're talking about having a check. And basically all it would be was to say, okay, come back, does this work, does this fit? But I agree with the governor on the other reforms. Makes a lot of sense right there. No question about it. All right. Boy, a lot of texts rolling in here. Let's see here. If a Republican president is going to call it a border crisis, what's going to stop the next Democratic president from calling a shooting a gun crisis? Be careful what you wish for. All right. Well, I think that'd be a bit of a stretch. And the president isn't calling this a national crisis without the guidance of lawyers who say, here's where your powers are, here's what we believe. This person says President Trump should declare an emergency and not reopen the government until either all lawsuits are settled or Congress funds the wall. This is too important not to build the wall. There's plenty of jobs available for the furloughed workers. Interesting take. More after this.
We all know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven, and I have been in Norway 174 times and had over 49,000 people on tour during the past 50 years. Come and join me on my 43rd annual Norway Luxury Tour, July 22nd through August 6th. See Norway at its very best. There is a fjord in your future, hundreds of waterfalls and spectacular mountains. We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar, the Olympic city of Lillehammer, plus Oslo, Bergen, and Trondheim. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me toll-free at my number 1-800-343-0093, and I will send you a complete packet of information on this tour. 1-800-343-0093. First come, first serve. Welcome along.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're expecting more information on the discovery of a Wisconsin teenager who's been missing since mid-October when her parents were found murdered in their home. Jamie Kloss apparently managing to get away from a captor and seeking help yesterday from a woman who was simply out for a walk and then made a 911 call to authorities describing Jamie's condition.
She looked tired, she looked thin, I thought. Didn't really A little unkept, but okay overall.
Authorities expected to release more details at a news conference later today. The U.S. military pullout from Syria has begun. The U.S.-led coalition fighting ISIS in Syria and Iraq confirming the withdrawal of troops and equipment is now underway. The president ordering that withdrawal of 2,000 troops last month. And this is USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea, timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
The North Dakota's oil and natural gas supply is helping meet America's demand. You bet it is. We're committed to using our talent and resources wisely to build a strong, sustainable future for our family, friends, and neighbors. We want to prove that commerce and communities can work together for the good of all. It's happening now with the Energy of North Dakota. Learn more at energyofnorthdakota.com. Carl Rove with Dana Perino last night on Fox News Channel about the Democrats and their history on border security. Roll that, Todd, would you?
Once again, the Democrats helped tube comprehensive immigration reform in 2007.
Right.
When they had big majorities in Congress in 2009 and 10, and President Obama in the White House, they did nothing. Mm-hmm. And now, rather than giving the president, last year they voted for $1.6 billion for the wall. Why not vote for $3 billion and get something in return for it? I just don't get it.
There's a few questions he's asked there, and for answers, we go to the White House and Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley. Hogan, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me on today.
You bet. Good to catch up with you again, for sure. So, you know, I guess the question, whenever I hear one of those things about 2007 this or the 2006, there was 600 miles of fence approved, but it's not yet built. You know, they were calling it a humanitarian crisis under Obama, but they don't now. I come to the conclusion that they only talk that way to make people think they actually want border security when they really don't want border security. Do Democrats want border security in your mind?
Well, I mean, they've shown no real desire to fix the problem in totality, that's for sure. I mean, they've not offered a single solitary security solution to any of the thousands of miles between ports of entry. They want to beef up some areas where people come across in those ports of entry. So do we. And we're fine with doing that. We're doing an increase in technology so we can actually screen 100% of the cars and trucks that come through the southern border. We added ICE detention beds. We added more people down the border. All types of funding to actually solve issues at the ports of entry. And that's good. But 72% of the people who cross into this country illegally come through between ports of entry. So what are you doing for the rest of the entire southern border? And I know people like to give examples. I'm going to give you one here. It's almost as though the president is saying we need to build a house with walls, and the Democrats are saying we're just going to put a door out there. And you say, but there are no walls. And they say, yeah, but we need more locks on the door. Okay, well, the locks on the door are good for people who want to come through the door, but there's all this vast space to the right and to the left of the door where people can come through with no security, and they're just completely ignoring it. It's almost as though they don't know the data, they don't believe the data, and it also seems like they don't care about it. We're showing them time and time again what's going on the border. The president has had an incredible week of taking his message directly to the American people with his first ever actually last week, it started with this trip to the White House briefing room with people with Customs Border Protection saying, we need a wall to do our jobs to protect the American people. Then we go into the Oval Office. He gives an address. We had, directly to camera explaining the situation and the problem. He had several meetings in the Situation Room with House and Senate leadership. And then yesterday, or day before yesterday, he signed a bill into law to stop human trafficking. And then he goes to the border yesterday, and you got to see firsthand the drugs they seized down there, the humanitarian crisis that exists in a roundtable with people affected by those drugs and by human traffickers and child smugglers, and also the national security component with people actually coming across that river to get into this country. You've seen it all. What we haven't seen is from the Democrats is any type of solution, any type of negotiation. They refuse to come to the table at all. Instead, they're fine with sending their top two people, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, over to a mortician for makeup, and then they let them come out and tell a story that's not true to the American people when they say something like border walls or border barriers are ineffective. What evidence does she have of that? In fact, all the evidence is to the contrary, whether it's San Diego, Yuma, El Paso, 95% drop in illegal crossings in those areas where walls exist. And then, of course, and I'll end with this, the incredible video yesterday of Jim Acosta walking along the border saying, look, there's Mexico, and he was trying to mock our administration by basically saying, look, no one's rushing here. There's no crisis. No one's coming over. And everyone laughed and mocked him because, of course not. There's a barrier there. Of course they're not coming up to a wall that they can't get over or can't penetrate. So there's a lot of disingenuous on behalf of Democrats on this issue.
Yeah, that, by the way, was must-see TV with Acosta on the wall. That was priceless. I mean, what a buffoon. And now I know the problem with Chuck and Nancy and the response to the president the other night. It was the mortician makeup. I didn't know. I've been wondering because, you know, all the memes, it's hard to keep track of what the real problem was. But you've nailed it for us, Hogan. Thank you. But everything you've said just leads me to believe they don't want border security. I can't draw any other conclusion. They don't care that people come here illegally. They don't care about human trafficking. They don't care about criminals crossing the border and what they do in sanctuary cities. What else can I draw in the way of a conclusion if they're not at least saying, no, I'd do it this way rather than that way? They don't want it, and they've never wanted it.
Well, look, and this shutdown's real. So this is a sad situation for so many people living paycheck to paycheck who have to pay mortgages. We understand that. That's about 800,000 federal employees who are going to go without pay. I get that. This administration gets that. The Democrats say they get that. The difference is we also are responsible for and care for and want to protect the 300-plus million American citizens who are ravaged by MS-13 gang members who come pouring across the southern border, 6,000 gang members, I believe, CBP arrested last year. We also care about fixing the problem for those people as well. And it seems like Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats have no other idea but to say there's a crisis, to disagree there's a crisis. They don't think it's true. They think it's manufactured. They said that in their rebuttal to our address. Well, was it manufactured when Barack Obama called it a humanitarian crisis in the Rose Garden? Was it manufactured when all of the Democrats, Joe Biden, Chuck Schumer, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, all voted for border fencing? Was it a manufactured crisis then? And I bet you, if you talk to the friends and family of those who have been sexually assaulted, physically assaulted, murdered by illegal immigrants, I bet if you asked them if this is manufactured, I bet they say no. Because this is a real crisis for so many people in this country, and Democrats want nothing to do with it. And that is fascinating to me.
All right, I'm going to give you some input from our listeners. Here's one. President Trump should declare an emergency and not reopen the government until either all lawsuits are settled or Congress funds the wall. This is too important not to build the wall. There's plenty of jobs available for the furloughed workers. You say what?
Well, look, the president has been very clear here. We have put forth a package. The lasting solution must come from Congress. But he is looking at every single avenue within his legal authority to address this issue. He's talked openly about declaring a national emergency. He's looking into that. He hasn't made a decision yet. He's been clear about that as well. But let's be candid about that decision. If that's something he ends up doing – he will take that case also to the directly to the American people and explain exactly why he's doing it. But, you know, I do think that does take a lot of pressure off of Congress from having to do anything to a crisis, a growing crisis in this country. But it's also something they haven't touched for 40 years. They've refused to engage on this topic, Republicans and Democrats, for a long time. It just so happens now we're in a crisis mode with record numbers of children being smuggled and used. In fact, we broke up a ring. Our ICE and CBP broke up a ring in which they were using kids multiple times with males to come into this country. As soon as they got here, they dropped them off, sent them back to their other country to have a to accompany another adult male back over here. So these kids now are being cycled around like a vicious, dangerous circle back and forth to their country of origin. And all of these things are so sad, but they're also 100% preventable. The deaths and the crime that occurs in this country on behalf of people who are here illegally, that's all preventable. All we have to do is focus everything into our ports of entry, and we do that by building barriers, of course, but we strengthen it with drones and other parts of technology. It all works in tandem, but it's like Democrats are completely ignoring a massive portion of where the problem is, and that's in between ports of entry. They don't want to address it, even though, as you pointed out many times, Scott, they voted for it in the past.
Lindsey Graham said this week that if the president doesn't win on this, his presidency is over, and use that as a challenge to Republicans to say you must stick together, because if this battle is not won by Republicans for border security, then the presidency is over for Donald Trump. Do you believe that?
Oh, no, I don't believe the presidency is over for Donald Trump. Look, how many times has he been counted out only to reemerge victorious and also more popular on the back end of whatever nugget of the day people said was going to sink him or his presidency? That's absolutely, I think, incorrect. And look, I like Lindsey Graham. I was from South Carolina. He was my senator for a long time. I've ridden on Air Force One with him a bunch of times and had a lot of candid conversations with the man. But I don't think his presidency is over. I do, however, think that the American people elected him to secure this nation. And part of that was this argument and fight we're having with Democrats now, which includes some type of border barrier. The president has been negotiating with them on multiple fronts. We added things into our budget that they wanted. We even changed the material of the wall to make it steel slats so it would be more effective, it'd be aesthetically pleasing, and we use American steel. We said, that's a great idea. Let's do that. We have come to the table with a solution to the problem, a budget that actually addresses the issues along the southern border. And now we gave them that before. We gave them one before Christmas, 10 days we didn't hear anything from them. We came back and put out another one, and they're coming to the table with nothing. They're not saying, hey, you want 5.7? How about we do a smaller number? How about we do this? Or how about we change that? They just don't want any of it. And they're playing politics with people's lives, and they're using federal workers as pawns in their political games. It's disgusting.
Is the people in our audience overwhelmingly want border security, overwhelmingly support the president on this? Are they in collectively across the nation being heard enough compared to who folks today are, you know, going to be the unions organizing calls and everything else for the people that are not getting paychecks today? I mean, do supporters need to speak up?
Absolutely. I mean, look, they are going to bring out people who are being hurt by this shutdown, and that hurt is real. That's something that this administration understands. We've done things to try and mitigate that with food stamp payments and paying the Coast Guard and things like that as well. So we understand that, and we're working to fix that. But you know, and I know, the media didn't cover at all. Really, only Fox covered it for a portion of the time yesterday when the president got down to the border and a border agent looked at the camera or told the president something, and the president turned to the cameras and said, tell it to them. And the border agent turned around and said, listen, we've arrested people, you know, hundreds in the last couple of days coming across this border point.
That was fabulous.
And 41 of them they're from 41 different countries.
That was phenomenal.
And they're not south of, yeah, it was incredible. But
we have that clip. We're going to, of course they didn't. It's just because they don't want border security. Hogan Gidley from the White House, Deputy Press Secretary, always a pleasure. We didn't have enough time to talk to the president. We'll do that next time, I guess. Thank you, sir.
Straight ahead.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Take your wireline career to the next level at MBI Energy Services. MBI has immediate openings for experienced wireline engineers and operators in their Dickinson location. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority and offers generous pay, a best-in-class benefits package, and excellent training. If you're looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com and apply today.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndyFlagPoleGuy.com, and to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season, or email Jim@IndyFlagPoleGuy.com, and thank you.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's thebestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click thebestedpill.com. That's thebestedpill.com, the online doctor's office.
In Your Mind is powered by Schwann, GMC.com, the indoor car sale, the indoor vehicle sale, whatever you want to call it, is tomorrow, so you can shop in 72 or give or take degree comfort. So there.
11 before the hour on What's On Your Mind. Let's take some calls here at 800-228-0550. What did you think of the conversation with Hogan Gidley from the White House? Boy, there's just a treasure trove of statistics there. And I don't know if people get lost in the numbers or what, but to me, if I just have a chalkboard out and say, okay, here's all the reasons we need it, and here's the reasons we don't, it's a no-brainer. It's an absolute no-brainer. I just don't understand it. Really don't. Jonathan, Clemens, South Dakota, you're next on What's On Your Mind at 258-0550. Remember, first-time callers, my fellows on the program today, first-time caller, first of the hour, to this hour and next, get a freebie. Hey, Jonathan, go ahead.
Hello, Scott. Yeah, I just had an idea this morning, and I suppose it's been thought of before, but I can't help but think that most American people are for that wall and border security, and I just wondered if some kind of a fund, a GoFundMe deal or something like that, where people could just donate to this wall and to border security. I'm sure within just a short time he'd have his $5 billion.
Yeah, I know that's been presented before. I've never gotten a good answer on why that isn't seen as, you know, the approach here. To get an, I mean, for one, you would do nothing more than demonstrate the support for this thing. The people are voting with their pocketbooks that they want it. Shouldn't
well,
have to be that way.
Do it. It would just show them that, hey, you know, we want this and we're going to have it. And so it was just a thought, you know, why can't we just all donate something? And I'm sure there'd be a lot of people that would do it.
An effort did start on that front, and I at one point saw they had $9 million. I don't know where that's at. So it's buzzing about there, but it's never been. In other words, if the president himself said, all right, they won't do it, so how about this? Let's show them how much this means, and let's raise the $5 billion, and what will you contribute? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that would go. If he'd announce that, I think, boy, oh, boy, we'd get that wall.
It's over $20 million now that they're trying to raise. They're trying to raise a billion, and they've got $20 million. But I don't know how much publicity that's got. You know, I don't know that. So, but it's a good concept, good idea, and I love the way people think. Even though this is a project that is exactly why we pay property taxes. It's no different than a highway. This is why we pay. I said property taxes, all taxes. So government just ought to do its job, but if we believe this is a national emergency, then find a way one way or another. Jean and Mandan, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
I was just curious. At Christmas time when I was shopping, and they have the MyPillows at Walmart and things, and somebody told me when I was down there looking at it that the Walmart MyPillows are knockoffs. Is that true?
Well, they're not knockoffs if you see Michael Lindell's picture in the blue box and everything else,
well,
but they are... They are not, the premium pillows. Premium pillows are not sold in stores. So they sell the, I think they call it the standard pillow.
Yep. Yep.
Which is a lesser pillow. And it's just less foam and it doesn't work as well. So
they're,
okay. Yeah, the price point on them is obviously attractive, but it's not as good a pillow.
Okay, good. I'm glad I didn't get it then.
You know what I would do if I were you, Gene? I would buy the mattress topper and then get two free pillows because they have that deal going right now. And we have 30% off the My Pillow mattress topper right now. Best deal ever.
Okay.
Pretty good deal. 10-year warranty, the whole thing. And then 30% off, and then they also give you two standard pillows when you use the promo code SCOTT at MyPillow.com or call them at 800-506-9028. Thanks for asking, Gene. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go up by rugby, and Steven's on the phone. What's on your mind, Steven?
Oh, it's the first time calling today again, but I'm scared of the bureaucracy and, you know, like the people in Washington don't have a clue what's going on here. So if a guy from Florida decrees everybody will wear a bikini year round, that's going to be miserable in North Dakota. And then they'll do a study to figure out why we're all dying, but not understand.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't get beyond that visual of the bikini all year long thing, but,
yeah, thanks.
Yeah, when we have all
and
this
it
cold.
Is the first time I called today. I didn't get the pill last time. Can I get one today?
Well, here's the deal. When I say first-time caller, it means the first time you've ever called the program. So you've never called. You listen, but you've not called. And it sounds like you've called before, just not today.
Yeah, whatever. Exactly.
Yeah. So the answer is no dice. I got to stick
to the rules.
I'm trying
to help you get a freaky Friday.
Yeah, you well, there you go. I love those. Thank you, Steve. Mary in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hey, I've got an idea I'd like to throw out. You know how we have all these protests in France? They're protesting their government, what the government's doing to them. That's carried over to England. where they're protesting that they voted for Brexit, and didn't get it, and they're wearing yellow vests to show their displeasure. I think if everybody here in the U.S. who is in support of the wall would get together and wear one of those yellow vests, maybe Washington would see how much we want this.
Wouldn't that be nice? I love it,
yeah,
Mary.
I think we need a protest, a peaceful protest.
Right. This tell the Jim Acostas of the world they're out of touch. Good idea. Appreciate it. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Or the governor and much more.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. How do we know? We ask farmers, including Paul Thomas. Paul, talk a little bit about the value you derive from ethanol.
Ethanol is what drives the value of me being able to truck my corn an extra 50, 60 miles to an ethanol plant and get a little higher price for it. But then in turn, also the DDGs that come out of that ethanol plant also go to the feedlots to provide a high protein source of feed for their cattle that's mixed with the corn. And then the ethanol itself, you know, ends up in all our local pumps, reduces the price we pay for gas.
What happens if ethanol is no more? How would that affect you?
Removing ethanol and removing the corn in our diversified systems will just put more pressure on all the other crops we grow by increasing the supply and having a negative effect on prices on every single crop. You know, it's not just going to lower the price of corn. In all reality, it's going to lower the prices of every single commodity we grow.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. Just ask farmers. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.